From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Sarah Siskind is a songwriter and a singer, but what I love most about listening to her latest record called Say It Louder was her guitar playing. There's a subtle but sharp emotional edge in these songs, and that's thanks to the guitar work. Siskind grew up in North Carolina and these days makes Nashville her home. You might have heard one of her songs covered by Bon Iver. Bon Iver closed out a number of shows with a tune by Sarah Siskind called Lovin's for Fools. There's even talk of Justin Vernon and Sarah Siskind perhaps doing a duets record together. I'm going to play the opening track from her new CD, and that song's called Falling Stars. Falling Stars is the song by Sarah Siskind. It comes from a CD called Say It Louder. I've been thinking a lot about the way the guitar often supports the voice in a song. Sarah Siskind's song is one fine example, but I think the ultimate example is this song, written and sung by Sandy Denny with the guitar playing by Richard Thompson. The song is Who Knows Where the Time Goes. It's one of the most beautiful songs ever written. Sandy Denny released it with the British folk band Straubs back in 1968, but it really came to life on the LP by Fairport Convention called On Half Bricking, and that came out in 1969. Listen to Richard Thompson and Sandy Denny and the rest of Fairport Convention with Who Knows Where the Time Goes.
All the birds are leaving, but how can they know it's time for them to go? Your fickle friends are leaving. Oh, but then you know it's time for them to go.
I have no fear of time. For who knows?
That song still gives me the chills every time I hear it. The stunning voice of a young Sandy Denny on an LP from 1969 called On Half Bricking while she was part of Fairport Convention. We post music thoughts daily on the All Songs Considered blog, but on Tuesdays we do something called Old Music Tuesdays, and that song, Who Knows Where the Time Goes, was featured last week. On that blog, I ask others to name songs that gave them the chills whenever they heard them. You can read a ton of posts on the subject or add your own. Go to npr.org/blogs and look for the All Songs Considered blog. An aptly named band from Pittsburgh, Black Moth Super Rainbow, has a new CD coming at the end of May. The sound on the record is more acoustic than synth-based, but it's still a psychedelic Black Moth Super Rainbow record, and all the adventures and sound you'd expect from the band are there to dive into. The record was produced by Dave Fridman. You've heard his work on Flaming Lips and MGMT Records. Give a listen to this song, the opening track to Eating Us. It's called Born on a Day the Sun Didn't Rise. The music of Black Moth Super Rainbow from their CD called Eating Us. That song was called Born on a Day the Sun Didn't Rise. In our live concert series, we have music coming from Animal Collective, that's on the 11th of May, and Dan Deacon on the 17th of May, both at the 9:30 Club, and then St. Vincent will perform at the Black Cat in Washington, D.C. on the 22nd of May. We'll webcast those shows live. We open up chat rooms, which turn out to be a fun thing to do while listening to these concerts. To see a schedule of all the concerts we're doing, go to npr.org/concertcalendar. Guitarist James Blackshaw has more 12-string guitar adventures on a CD called The Glass Bead Game. Along with his wonderful instrumental journey, the album has some piano-based music, too. This record got me thinking of Blackshaw as more of a composer than simply a guitarist. About half the music on the new record is piano-based. I'll play one of his guitar pieces, however. And so from the album The Glass Bead Game, this tune is called Key.
Thank you.
the music of James Blackshaw from a CD called The Glass Bead Game, and that tune was called Key. From the other end of the guitar spectrum, the driving, distorted part of the spectrum, is the music of Dinosaur Jr. The Amherst, Massachusetts band took about 8 years off, around 1997 to 2005, though it really was more like 15 years since the original lineup was all together. Dinosaur Jr. are making pretty good records again. The new CD is called Farm, and it won't be out till the 23rd of June, but I have this song from that CD. It's called I Want You to Know.
Started screaming, so it seemed I left it clean, found a place to hide. I loved the place, took up space, forgot to face and find myself outside.
Dinosaur Jr., their 9th album, comes out on the 23rd of June on Jag Jaguar. The cover art's brilliant and fun. It's a drawing of a couple of Lord of the Ring Ents. Those are the tree-walking creatures. They're all walking in a colorfully smoky urban landscape. The CD is called Farm. We end our show with another Massachusetts band, this time from Cambridge. Passion Pit are about to release their first full-length CD at the end of May. The band had an EP last year called Chunk of Change. The song called Sleepyhead is the only one that's common to both releases. You can hear that tune on an earlier All Songs Considered. This CD is called Manners. Be sure to check out our blog. I've been asking people to tell us about bands they love that few know. You can find more than 700 other people's opinions on this matter on a post called The Band I Love Is. I'm going to be going through all these posts and putting a show together based on your suggestions. You can follow what we do on Twitter, look for All Songs, and on Facebook, you can follow me there, look for Bob Boylan. Our show is produced by Robin Hilton, and this week we had help from Lars Gottrich. Our editor is Stephen Thompson. Now to Passion Pit. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.